TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Today at 10:30, there will be dozens of Epstein victims who will be holding a news conference in Washington, D.C. These are victims who say they want justice. They want their voices to be heard. They want accountability. They want the files released. We need the Epstein files to be out, says one central witness in the Epstein case who spoke publicly for the first time. And I'm looking at an ABC News story. She's 37 years old, Marina Lacerda, the woman who provided critical evidence that allowed federal prosecutors to charge Jeffrey Epstein with sex trafficking of minors in 2019, now speaking publicly for the first time. She is asking the lawmakers to release the records. She says it would help the victims heal. She was identified in Epstein's 2019 indictment as minor victim one. She provided key information, helping the prosecutors put the sex offender behind bars. So she did talk for the first time in an interview with ABC News. She is calling on the Trump administration to release their records related to Epstein and encourages other survivors of abuse to come forward. She said, I would like for them to give all the victims transparency to what happened and release the files. It is not only for the victims, but for the American people. Federal investigators first contacted her in 2008. But Epstein was able to secure a controversial and once secret non-prosecution agreement with federal prosecutors before she could tell a grand jury about her allegations of childhood sex abuse. So it was more than 10 years later when the investigators came back and they used her experiences to build a case against Epstein. She first met him when she was 14 years old in 2002. She was recruited to come to his palatial New York home and provide a massage to Epstein, an interaction that ultimately led to years of sexual abuse. She said his house was a revolving door. There was always girls. If he was in New York, he had his week prepped to see as many girls as possible. I would say he was seeing about 5 to maybe 8 women, maybe even more, maybe up to 10 a day. After immigrating from Brazil with her family, she was living in Queens, sharing a single bedroom with her mom and sister when she first met him. A friend introduced her to the financier, framing it as an opportunity to make money to support her family. She said, she had said that I was going to massage somebody and there wasn't much specifics. I wasn't expecting what led on that day. Because I think with Jeffrey Epstein, it starts somewhere, but then it ends. Either you have sex with them, whether you like it or not. And she said she became a part of a growing network of young girls recruited, meeting and being forced to have sex with him 2 to 3 times a week. He said he forced me to have sex with him. Basically, I had no choice. He paid her thousands of dollars. She believed being associated with the financier would open doors for her as an immigrant from Brazil. Look, and we're going to probably hear this as a recurring theme. There are people who were recruited and they looked for people who were desperate. In desperate situations. It's kind of like grooming for victims, right? You look for people that either come from broken homes or are desperate. She recalled Epstein displaying photos of high-profile celebrities and politicians in his home, and he conducted phone calls with these people. I thought if I just played along, I would be this immigrant from Brazil, and I would have something to look forward to. As she got older, his interest in her faded, and then she began recruiting other young women for him. She said, when I was 16 or maybe almost 17, he didn't want me anymore. That's old for him. So she immediately, said when FBI agents arrived at her doorstep, she called Epstein, who gave her a lawyer. But she was prepared to speak to the grand jury, but it was cut short when Epstein secured a deal with prosecutors. And so she was, what she had to say was very much a part of how he ended up in jail. Will we be able to see all the files? Because what was released yesterday was not anywhere close.
Are you saying that 3% of new stuff is nothing? Seems like it's not much.
Pages that are completely blacked out.
I mean, yeah, there's not much to gain from that. I don't know what we're going to learn from this going forward. I just hope that you've talked to me about, like, is it the documentary that's on Netflix, like how there was supposed to be cameras and videos. That stuff all exists, and they have, like, they can go, this person was in this video with this person, clear, and there someone's hiding that. They should all go, you know, get taken.
If there are hundreds of victims, they may know who they are.
Yeah, it's the only area I get concerned with is if people are clamoring for a list and it comes out going, this person was there. But beyond, we don't know what else happened. There was a guy who called it.
Well, no one's going to charge anybody just because their name is in a list.
Well, society will. And if,
well, I mean, that's, and sometimes unfortunately, creepy. We get judged sometimes by the company we keep.
I want to pause for, are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm just had a tickle cough.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's the absolute worst. I get very nervous in those situations because you want to obviously respect the victims and look out for their best interests. At the same time, pedophiles and creeps and criminals will do things to manipulate people to put them in spots. So in the end of the day, they look like they're in a bad place. Just so, simply being there doesn't make you guilty.
Tell me why the Department of Justice's number two person went to meet with a perpetrator to get information, a woman who's already been convicted of perjury. So
it doesn't make sense.
None of it makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
We have dozens, if not hundreds, of victims. And the question is, why are they talking to the perpetrator who lied to get information rather than the victims?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Because rich people wield a lot of power. It's all the only thing I can think of. And there's something
that doesn't mean, but
it doesn't make any sense.
Why would the Department of Justice do it and then move her to a nicer place?
Trying to get her to say something that would make it. You know, look, they're playing each other. They're trying to both get something out of this. I don't know what the answers are. I just hope it's not vague things.
So if you're innocent, why would you do that? If you're innocent, if you're Donald Trump and you're innocent, and again, I don't know if Donald Trump was a client or if Donald Trump is just trying to protect friends.
Yeah, it's.
But if you're innocent, you don't threaten Republicans who want to see what's in the files.
And just for full clarity, like Jeffrey Epstein was a creep, criminal, probably a pedophile, sex trafficker. Bad news.
He was.
Yeah, I don't know if it's really even a probably. He was bad news. Maxwell worked with him. Whether or not she was forced to do it, I don't think so. I think she willingly went along with this. And there's a lot of other people who are probably just there doing, I don't know. They had a call last hour and the guy's like, well, why else would you go to Epstein Island? But again, looking at it now, of course, it's Epstein Island. I don't think it was like, you know, now boarding flight, whatever, whatever, to Epstein Island, the pedophile's playhouse. Now we look at it, we know what it is. But then it might have just been,
I'm not worried about people who might have showed up at an island. I'm talking about people who were sex trafficked and could tell us who it was who assaulted them. They would know those.
Oh, I'm willing. I want to listen to what they said.
I'm not worried about other people. We already saw logs of people on planes and nobody was charged. OK, we understand, don't we, that someone who is a sex trafficker may have other names in there because they may be people that they talk to for other reasons. He would go to these a lot of swanky events. He may have known people just for that reason alone. So it's not like they're going to go and start hauling in and arresting people. But if they do have video, if they do have records, I mean, even beyond making having responsibility and accountability and charges filed against perpetrators, beyond that, were any of these people being blackmailed? And that was affecting national security. That is a huge concern. And that is also something that possibly could have happened as well. There may be people walking around, if they're being protected from this, who can be blackmailed today and put us as a country in a bad situation as well. Because they're being blackmailed.
Who would be blackmailing them now? Other countries, other people who know things?
Not think that some of these perpetrators may still be perpetrating
out
there?
Possible, yeah.
That is very, very likely. This could have been an entire global, it looks like, operation with other people involved. He's out of the picture. She's behind bars. And this still could be going on behind the scenes. And nobody has been held to account. So we've got Thomas Massie and Ro Khanna, Republican and Democrat members of the House, who have this declaration they want members to sign on to get all of the files released. They have four Republicans who signed on. They need two more to add to all the Democrats to be able to get this thing to happen. And you know what the Trump administration is doing? They are leaning heavily and threatening anybody, and I'm not saying threatening them with harm, but there will be a real political response because they do not want any Republicans, any more of them, to sign on. The women are the ones who are signing on. Thomas Massie, he's brought this forward, but we've got Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Nancy Mace. Who's the other one? There's another one.
Lauren Boebert.
There's another. Anyway, we've got four. Well,
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I said that, but there's with Massie is four, so they need two more. Two more come forward? Will Rob Resnahan stand up and say, we need to see the files? We need to see what you have.
We'll see.
I doubt it. But where are the men standing up for the women in this case?
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.